Rex Lashford here with yet another day page. It's Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. Here's some headlines for this day. The Senate okays the farm bill with $8.7 billion in food stamp cuts. In North Carolina, up to 82,000 tons of coal ash, 27 million gallons of polluted water, are leaking into a river. A study reports that Americans will work fewer hours under Obamacare. And some politicians pounce, mischaracterizing the report. Morgan Stanley is to pay $1.25 billion for toxic securities. In a report, the U.S. limits Pakistan drone strikes. Taliban talks are delayed. British spies hacked sites of Anonymous and Lulzsec. The latest leaks from Edward Snowden show that the British equivalent of the National Security Agency launched cyber attacks on the online activist groups Anonymous and Lulzsec. NBC News reports GHCQ sabotaged Anonymous chat rooms and planted software to reveal the identities of their participants. Britain appears to be the first known Western government to launch cyber attacks, for which groups like Anonymous have faced jail time. The GHCQ's operations also disrupted the web traffic and websites of political activists who had no connection to illegal hacking. A Lithuanian court has ordered a probe to the torture of a Saudi Arabian prisoner held inside a secret CIA prison. And the Washington, D.C. City Council has advanced a measure to decriminalize marijuana. The move would scrap criminal penalties for marijuana possession in favor of a violation equivalent to a parking ticket. City Council member and bill sponsor Tommy Wells said marijuana laws have led to the disproportionate jailing of African Americans. A rally will be held today to urge settlement in the Central Park 5 case. A New York measure would pull funding for academic boycott of Israel. And in the U.S., the abortion rate has hit a 40-year low. In Olympics news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has spent more than $50 billion on the Winter Games in Sochi, making this the most expensive Olympics in history. In the lead-up to the Games, Russia has faced worldwide criticism and calls for boycotts, especially after it passed a law in June banning the spread of so-called gay propaganda to children. Well, that's it for this Day Page. Find them all at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb and heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me tomorrow for another Day Page.